126, and then let me welcome in my next special guest. He is an actor, he is an artist, he is an author, and this is a guy who has accomplished so many things in his life. It's just amazing. It was one of those lives where they say, hey, you know what, you should write a book, and that's exactly what he did. The book is called Walking Tall, a memoir about the upside of small and other stuff, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome Clay Rivers to New Jersey today. Hey, Clay, it's Burt Barron. Welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing?
Pretty good, Burt. How are you?
Doing great, and it's great to have you on the show today. You know, I had a chance to take a look at the book. Thank you so much for sending along a copy. And as I went through the stories and all the many experiences that you had in your life, it was like, this is almost like a Forrest Gump sort of story, but the only difference is this is real. This really happened. This is about a real person, just with so many experiences and so many things that you've experienced in your life. Let's start at the beginning, Clay, and let's kind of get to know you. Why don't you tell us exactly where you're from and give us a little bit of your own background.
Okay. Well, first, thanks for having me on your show today. It's an honor. Let's see. I'm Clay Rivers. I'm 52 years old. I live in Orlando, Florida. And let's see. The main things most people would notice about me is that I'm 4 feet tall, African American, and with a little closer inspection or getting to know me, you'd find out that I'm Christian and I'm gay.
So it's kind of it's a lot of things going on in your life there. Did you struggle growing up with so many things kind of working against you right from the get-go, or were these things that you just sort of dealt with?
Well, I've never really thought of them as negatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I was taller and then all of a sudden became short. You know, it's just those things have always been a part of who I am. And so even I'd say like, you know, in my mid-20s or so, when things started to close in and I started to, you know, do a little introspection, I decided to take those things and use them to my advantage.
Yeah. And you certainly did with so many successes that you've had over the years. And before we dive into a couple of those, talk about your upbringing. What was your family life like when you were growing up?
Let's see. My parents were the first in their families, in their respective families, to go to college. So education was really important. I'm the oldest of three. I've got an older stepsister. Education was pushed. My family didn't treat me with kid gloves or anything. I think for the most part, they just kind of said, if there's something that you want to do, go and do it.
Now, I'm sure that's the best advice that any parent could give any child. Hey, you know what? If you have a dream, pursue it. We will support you every step of the way. I wish more parents were like that, honestly, Clay. It sounds like they certainly supported you as you were kind of growing up. But you went through college, and it was time for you to kind of enter the working world and your various career pursuits. And first place you wound up was in Florida at Walt Disney World. You want to talk about your first trip there?
Sure. Naively, my first job at Walt Disney World, I showed up at the casting center, that's their employment center, and figured I could just walk right into a marketing position. But the casting folks at Disney had other plans for me. I found myself as a costume character, one of the VIPs, and did that for about a week, you know, first for a summer job, and right off the bat hated it, but grew to love it, and had no idea at the time how much being in costume would teach me just about life and myself and other people.
Yeah, so you were an educated guy, and you thought you were going to go and get some work in the marketing department, but they took one look at you and said, hey, you know what, maybe this guy... we could put him on, you know, one of our character suits, and he'd be able to perform that. It sort of felt like a big, kind of a step back for you at first, didn't it?
It was a big bait and switch.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, absolutely. And how long did you do that? Did you learn anything about yourself or about your character? No pun intended. By working at Disney World, doing that.
Yes. without going into specifics, I was, I guess you'd say, one of the most famous fine feathered characters. And and he proved to be a mirror for me, if you will. I got to Disney, and I was pretty much into putting up this front for people, you know, always being the nice guy, the guy that everybody expects to do the right thing. And just through working in characters and meeting all sorts of people that I would have never gotten to meet otherwise, I learned about being authentic. Mm-hmm. And I learned about being myself. And embracing those things about myself that I didn't necessarily like. So it was a very eye-opening experience.
Yeah, and obviously it led to some bigger and better things for you there. You've gone on, you've been a graphic designer, you've done packaging, you've done products for the Disney family, the Disney stores, and even as a Disney Imagineer. I've always loved that title. Oh, I'm a Disney Imagineer. So you got to kind of, you kind of accomplished what you had set out to do working for them to some degree, right?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. I never did quite land in marketing. But,
okay, right. Well, okay.
It seems that God had bigger and better plans for me than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guest is Clay Rivers here on New Jersey Today, author of the book Walking Tall, a memoir about the upside of small and other stuff. And he kind of takes you along for a ride in his life and all the amazing life experiences that that he has experienced. Talk about some television and some film work that you've done, Clay, and how you kind of got into those industries.
Well, let's see. After I left Disney here in Florida, I moved to L.A. And before I started working for Disney in California, I was like, well, I'm here in L.A. Why not, you know, study acting? I studied in college and really liked it, so I figured I'm here. You know, why not find a good acting coach? And I did. And I fell into doing some stand-in work. And as much as I wanted to get away from Disney when I went to California, I wound up doing a show called Homeboys in Outer Space, which was on the Disney lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really kind of like my foray into TV. And at the same time, I got an agent and got headshots done and did the whole acting thing.
Wow.
And did one movie, some TV, and it was a lot of fun. It was great.
Yeah, and you've done just so many things from the character work, from the film and television work, and also even performed on stage at Radio City Music Hall for their Christmas show. That had to be quite an experience, right?
That has been quite an experience, yes. Performing on that stage, which is by far the most prestigious in New York, in front of 6,000 people is a thrill.
Yeah, it has to be. You've also done some screenwriting too, Clay. You've written you've been in some national screenwriting competitions. You like doing the writing thing? You like doing the performing thing? What do you prefer?
I like them both.
Uh-huh.
There's something about live theater that's really magical. You get that immediate feedback from your audience. They let you know whether they're enjoying something or not. And writing, on the other hand, screenwriting, well, writing in general, is really a solitary thing that you do on the side, quiet, by yourself.
Mm.
Now they're really two opposites, you know?
Yeah, I can see. And there's a couple of things in the book, by the way, which is just great. It's called Walking Tall. There's a couple of different themes that kind of run through the book, and I'll cover one of them here with you. And one of the one that really kind of jumped out at me was, to thine own self be you. Talk about what that means and how it's helped you in your life and how it can help others.
Well, basically, life is a lot easier when I've known who I am, you know. If you spend a lot of time pretending to be other people and pretending to wear masks, that takes a lot more energy than it does to just be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you accept yourself, people recognize that right away, and it gives them the freedom to be themselves with you. That makes sense.
Absolutely does, yeah. And the book is one of those great sort of summer reading. I mean, this is one of those books you could, you know, get your chair out, go to the shore, get yourself a nice spot on the beach there, and you could sit there all day, and you will not want to put this book down, because just when you think, okay, I've seen and done, I've seen everything that Clay Rivers is going to do in his life, you go in another direction. Something else comes up, and it's like, my goodness, what's going to happen next? But do you view your own life like that, Clay? I mean, obviously, it's been anything but extraordinary. It's been anything but mundane, obviously. Have you appreciated all the experiences that you've had?
It's taken a while to do that, but I've never really thought of my life as extraordinary, even when friends were saying, you know, you should write a book, you should write a book. And it really took me a good 5 years before I actually sat down and did it. But I think being just in the middle of all these adventures, I don't really have the perspective that it's, you know, extraordinary or anything other than, you know, just me living my life.
Well, I can tell you, as a guy on the outside and as an observer, you really have had a very, very interesting life. And I would urge people to pick up a copy of the book and kind of go along for the ride with you. The book, again, is called Walking Tall. Available at the major retailers, Clay, and online, or where can folks get your book?
They can find Walking Tall wherever fine ebooks are sold.
Okay.
At Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Apple iTunes, you name it, it's there. They can also go to clayrivers.wordpress.com, and all the links for where the book can be purchased or downloaded are listed on the About the Book page.
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, Clay Rivers, let me thank you for joining me here on New Jersey Today. The book is fantastic. Again, it's called Walking Tall, a memoir about the upside of small and other stuff. And there's a lot of life lessons in there, I think, Clay, that people can come away with. And I want to thank you so much for being my guest and congratulate you on really writing a terrific, terrific book. And it was great having you on the show, Clay, and I wish you continued success. All right?
Bert, thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure, my friend. Take care, okay?
Take care.